the thing that has made the most difference, and at a crucial point, at a point where I was beyond desperate about my inability to work what I saw as the necessary hours. I mean, I was on the point of resigning. I just felt so guilty, so really, really ashamed and guilty. And my mate Henry Stewart from Happy and the author of The Happy Manifesto, I was talking to poor Henry yet again about this, and he showed me this website called ROW, Results Only Working Environment, an American website. And their point is, it's about results only, that actually for many jobs, particularly officey type jobs, which mine essentially is, actually the only thing that counts is, you know, is the results or is the impact. And whether you achieve that impact in 2 hours or 2 months, that doesn't actually matter to anyone. And so they're very, very radical, and they espouse having no working hours, no set hours for anyone, and no, including no holidays, no set holidays. And that basically what happens is that it's within a hierarchy that, you know, the team and the manager and hopefully the individual employee agree a task or a series of tasks, a time frame by which they need to be completed, so the maximum time frame, and of course the quality and the process and so on. And then it's completely down to the individual about how and when they achieve that. Not only did it make sense to me, but the really big deal for me was that this was not a mental health website. I think because the thing I kept coming back to was that, you know, I have this discussion every time, every week when I speak to my my manager, the chair of the trustees. I have the conversation about my hours and how bad I feel. Every therapy session, every board meeting, I go on and on and on about this. And everyone reassures me. But I always think they're just being nice to me because I'm mentally ill. They're just being nice. And actually, it's still unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. But when I saw this website, which is a hard-nosed commercial website, and that this way of working has been taken up by major in global companies like Gap, I think for their warehousing, interestingly, I suddenly felt, gosh, it's kosher. This is legitimate. And actually what it did was legitimise what was happening anyway, because sometimes I can only work the hours when I can function. I can't work beyond those. But it did help reduce, but sadly not eliminate, the guilt. So that, but that was a big breakthrough, because it made it at least sort of tolerable. It was unacceptable for one. It made it sort of tolerable. And it is something that, that method of working that focuses on results rather than on hours seems to me perfect for people with disabilities, particularly those that are erratic, whether it's erratic during the day or the week or the year or whatever, because that's the, you know, that is very, very difficult to deal for everyone, sort of, you know, manage that uncertainty. But actually, so if you just focus on, you know, what needs to be done, to what standard, for what, you know, impacts, within what time frame, then you know, we can deliver.